Welcome to Tiverton and Hinlip Radio, presented by me, Leah,
Cassius,
Oliver,
Josh,
Jody,
Milo,
and Darren.
On today's programme, we're celebrating the Queen's 90th birthday.
We talked to someone who knows what it's like to be 90 years old.
And we'll be reporting on our trip to the Pioneer Centre.
The Queen is very lucky because she gets two birthdays. Her real one is in April, but she gets an official one in June. And this year there's lots of things going on all over the country for her 90th birthday.
Happy birthday to you!
In Tiverton there's a fete, and in Hinlip there's a jazz band and a big picnic.
Happy birthday to you!
We wanted to find out what it was like to grow up 90 years ago.
Most homes had no electricity or running water.
There were very few cars on the road.
There were no televisions or computers.
Most children left school when they were 13 or 14 years old.
We found all this out from Mr. Morris, who lives in Tiverton. He is actually older than the Queen, so we asked him what it was like to grow up at the same time as her.
Very hard, very little money. Now, I was one of eight children. We didn't suffer from lack of food. We were never short of food. The hardest things to acquire were clothes and footwear. Most of us only had one pair of boots.
What are your most vivid memories of that time?
We were free. We used to climb trees, we used to swim in the brooks, we used to play with bows and arrows, and I did have the misfortune to lose an eye through an arrow. We had chores to do. From the age of nine, I was made responsible for supplying my mother with firewood for heating the bread oven and also heating the big copper to do the washing with.
Do you remember the Queen's coronation?
I well remember that. That was 1953. We went into Worcester to a friend of ours who'd got a television.
What's it like being the same age as the Queen?
Well, I feel proud. During my time, I've tried to do the best I could for myself, for my family, and for the community.
If you met the Queen, what would you say to her?
I have great admiration for the Queen. I would love to meet her. I've been to Buckingham Palace. I've been invited there. I've met her, but I haven't spoken to her.
What do you think are your biggest changes you and the Queen have seen during your lifetime?
I've seen a man ploughing with a horse and a bullock. I've seen the evolution of the tractors. I've helped thrashing corn with steam engines. The most spectacular thing that I can remember was a film when man landed on the moon.
Have you ever been excited and nervous at the same time? That's how some of us felt when we set off to the Pioneer Centre. We recorded our thoughts before the trip. This is how we felt.
I'm very excited, but also I'm quite anxious at the same time. I'm not really looking forward to the caving or the zip wire because it might be a bit scary.
I'm a bit like nervous because I've never like really been away from my family for over like 2 nights.
I'm feeling nervous because I've never been before, but I'm feeling excited because I'm going to be with all of my friends. What I'm least looking forward to is if it rains, we're going to get wet.
What I'm really looking forward to is the activities and stuff. So I thought, well, if it's a little bit scary, I should give it a try.
So, how did we get on when we got there?
When we got to the Pioneer Centre, I extremely liked raft building because at the end we got to run and jumping off the edge. I learned that when I can't do something, when I'm a bit scared, I can just push myself and try and do it.
I've nearly conquered my fear of heights, but not yet. My favourite activity was caving. The most terrible thing, it was getting to sleep. It wasn't that I was missing my parents, it was a new place, so I didn't feel like home.
When we got to the Pioneer Centre, my surprising thing was the abseiling. At first I was really scared, but I tried and afterwards I felt really happy.
The thing I loved was the abseiling because I reached to the top with both of them and I felt brave. I learned that I have to push myself to do something.
I really, really enjoyed the raft building and caving. I'm actually afraid of the dark. But I actually did that and I feel good. I mean, I had to turn our lights off and I'm actually happy that I actually turned my light off and I wasn't scared.
KH Radio.
There's one more thing we would like to say to the staff at the Pioneer Centre and our teachers.
Thank you!
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound. Listen to this sound. If you know what it is, put your hand up at the end of the show.
That's it for now. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the Queen's birthday and goodbye.
Goodbye.